Hey everybody, it's Josh. Welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us. Starting in late July 2020, we are offering both a 9 a.m. outdoor worship service and a 9 a.m. online worship service. You can go to our website to find out more about our two services. You can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
The first camel to the trough gets all the water he needs, my grandfather used to say. So every morning, I'm up early because they want help in the field from dawn to dusk. The best employers, the ones who need the most help for the longest hours, hire before dawn. Miss that first hiring of the day, and a worker may have a long day hanging around the square, waiting, hoping, and doing nothing. Employers drift in, but this one only needs two men, and that one only has work for a couple of hours, and another one demands hard labor and then short changes on the wages, pretending that the work was easier than it actually was. This morning, it was not hard to be up early, for it was a really hot night, and I had no work yesterday. So if the heat hadn't got me up, my grumbling stomach would have. After straightening my clothes and relieving myself out back, I walked to the square. Those early pre-dawn hours are always a bit tense, though it is the coolest time of the day. Everyone is on edge. Jockeying for position is constant. No one ever knows from which direction an employer will come. Even the strong, quick young ones can lose out on a hiring if they're on the other side of the square when the employer comes. Those of us who have been around for a while will recognize the best folks to work for. That's an advantage. But having been around for years is not all pluses. They will always hire the strong young ones over a fellow who's a bit wear-worn and maybe even a bit gimpy. Not surprisingly, they want the most possible work they can get for a day's wage. Ha! They call it a day's wage, but it's barely enough to survive. If I get a full day's work, I still struggle to keep body and soul together. Lately, I've been getting fewer and fewer full days. If it wasn't for a bit of charity here and there, I'd be too weak to work at all. There was a big hiring this morning, landowner whose grapes had to come in now. He offered the usual day's wages and took about every able-bodied man with him. I looked around. When he left with the chosen ones, there we were, Noah, Moshe, Enoch, and a few of the other long-timers. I spent more time with some of these guys than I ever did with my family. We're all a bit worn out now, though. Oh, there were others left, too. A couple of simple ones. The fellow with the twisted foot. The young guy with the attitude who gets into fights. The stutterer. The guy with the turned eye. He seems to spook the employers, so they don't hire him, although he actually works pretty well. Ditto for the stutterer. As activity increased in the square, so did the daily dose of harassment. They, the merchants, and the religious officials and the government types, they don't like us here. They don't like that we mill around. They don't like that we relieve ourselves against their precious buildings. They don't like that we sometimes take naps in their doorways to get out of the hot midday sun. So they call us names. They tell us to go home, as if we had any home to go to. Their bratty kids think it's funny to trip us or hit us with sticks while we sleep or spit on us. Still, when they need something done and want it done on the cheap, they come looking for us. Hypocrites. The hiring slowed down as the day wore on. My stomach growled. I was beginning to feel a bit woozy in the midday sun. The piece of half-rancid meat someone had given me was beginning to play havoc with my gut. I felt the need for a good squat, but that's not something one can do against a building in the square, and so I stepped off a ways to take care of business. When it came back, we were fewer still. I had missed another hiring by the landowner from the Dawn. I sank to the ground. I felt awful. I was tired. If I got no work today, I'd have not even bread today. I waited. We all waited. A few of the fellows who had shorter jobs drifted back into the square. The Dawn employer returned and took some of them away. I stepped up near him, hoping, but he looked me up and down and said he had all the help he needed. I slunk back to my spot in the shade and lowered myself to the ground. Too much time just to wait. Too much time just to think. I dozed off. When I started awake, the sun was heading for the horizon. It would be dark soon. Another day wasted. Then the Dawn employer came back again. This was unheard of. Storm coming in, he said. His crop had to be got in by sundown, he said. He'd have to take anyone who could work at all. He collected all of us, and I mean every one of us, the two simpletons, the guy with the attitude, the one with the twisted foot, the stutterer, the guy with the turned eye, and all of us life-worn ones. Well, an hour's pay would not buy much, but at least I'd get a morsel of bread today. The foreman just snorted when he saw our ragtag bunch. Obviously, he didn't think much of his boss's latest hire, but his job was to get what work he could out of us, so he pointed me to a bunch of vines with big fat grapes hanging on them. I did my best. I wanted to see that, him to see that I was a good worker, even if I was a bit worn. Well, all of us, the ragtag sundowners, we all did our best. Every one of us, each in his own way, was trying to prove something. Prove something to that judging foreman, yes, but also prove something to himself. We can work, we can be productive. We may not be perfect, we may not be young, we may not be clever, but we can work. Despite my growling stomach, work felt good. It was not good for a person to be idle. With our help, the job got done by sundown. We lined up to be paid. Those guys we had seen march off at dawn were bushed. Their skin glistened with the sweat of the day. Blessed bastards. 10 years ago, I would have been one of them, exhausted, but looking forward to a meal, feeling like a man, a full day's work for a full day's wage. That's what we all want. That's what we all hope for every morning. That hope, a full day's work for a full day's wage, is what gets us up in those dark pre-dawn hours. The paymaster came to my end of the line. He handed me a full day's wage. I thought he was confused. The guys who got the full day's wage, why, they were down at the other end of the line. I tried to tell him that it was wrong, that we were the ones who came only about an hour ago, that we should get maybe a tenth. The guy with the attitude standing next to me hissed at me to shut up and take it. The paymaster would not take it back. Master's orders, he said. As you might imagine, there was a ripple of excitement all down that line. The guys near the other end got a bit giddy imagining what they would get if we, the ragtag sundowners, got the usual full day's wage. Then that paymaster went right up the line, one group after another. Each got the usual full day's wage. Funny how your perspective changes. The guys who came at midday, if they had just been given a full day's wage, even though they came at midday instead of at dawn, those guys would have been on their knees singing hallelujahs to the God of Abraham. But because they saw us get as much before them, they expected more than a full day's wage. They expected more than a full day's wage for a half day's work. Well, who wouldn't? We all compare. It's human nature. When the paymaster got to the other end of the line, to those blessed ones who marched off from the square at dawn, the ones promised a full day's work and a full day's pay, he gave them their full day's pay. They were livid. How dare that employer give them only what they were promised? How dare that miser give them only what they had agreed to? Why, if they had known that those ragtag sundowners would get a full day's pay for really no work at all, why, they would have demanded several times as much. They had worked all day in the blazing sun. They had picked and lifted and hauled. How dare he? Of course, my joy was tempered with worry now. The guys had a point. I did not deserve a full day's wage for my bit of work. Oh, I had worked hard. I had done my best. And my best is still pretty good. I had picked a good number of grapes in that hour. And without the ragtag sundowners, the job would not have been accomplished as desired. I was certainly not ashamed of my work, but this could mean trouble. Those guys were really angry. This would make life in the square way more difficult for the rest of us. There was such a stir that the landowner had to be called. Cool as shade he was. Stepped right up to those incense workers and asked them what the fuss was about. Told them that they had been paid what they were owed, that they had gotten what they had agreed to, a day's pay for a day's work. None of their business, he said, if he chose to be generous with the rest of us. Huh, generous. The ones who were chosen first, who were chosen at dawn, were the blessed ones, but they could not see it. They were blessed because they got to work all day. Because they got the promise at sunrise that they would be okay, that they would eat today. They were blessed because they did not have to hang around that infernal square hour after hour after hour, waiting, wondering. Because they did not have to deal with hope turning to despair, turning to numb resignation yet again. They were blessed because they were not wear-worn or simple. Or lame. They were blessed because they got what they were promised, but they were clueless because they did not think blessing had anything to do with it. As for me, although I struggled all day to be hired, though I worked hard in the hour I had, I know that the food that will fill my grumbling stomach is pure blessing. Sisters and brothers, this parable that Jesus told often strikes people like us negatively. We hear it and we think that the outcome is so very unfair. We upright, working, hardworking Americans tend to identify with those dumb, unhired laborers who worked all day in the hot sun. We believe that longer work deserves more pay. When it comes to the kingdom of God, we expect to be rewarded for being good people. To be given preference for being people of faith, to get extra credit for coming to church or reading our Bible or praying. In all of that, we make one huge, erroneous assumption. We assume that what we have and what we deserve is rooted in our own efforts and worthiness. And we tend to assume that those others, the ones who do not work or who are chronically unemployed or are simply without resources, guys named Miguel and Jose and Ali and Muafak and Tyrone and Daryl and Sung Hee, we tend to assume that it's some flaw or failure of theirs that separates them from us. But all that we have is gift and privilege. Now, some of us will object. I work hard, you are likely thinking, so privilege has nothing to do with it. Yes, you do. But also, yes, it does. You do work hard. So do I. But so do Miguel and Ali and Tyrone and the others when they get the chance. Privilege is about having chance and opportunities. Privilege is about having chance and opportunities. It includes everything from being born into a loving family rather than an abusive one, to having the opportunity to get an education, to things like race, gender, ethnicity, religion, and nationality, all of which give advantage in some circumstances. All is gift, not accomplishment which makes us superior due to our own effort. The same applies to having faith. Faith is not an accomplishment to be rewarded. Faith is a gift first and foremost that enriches our lives and sustains us on that sometimes rocky journey we call life, but also a gift to be shared. Some have received that gift, some have not yet. Should those of us who already have the gift also have the greater reward? Not if God is the loving and generous God we claim to believe in. How we hear Jesus' story depends very much on where we stand. This world would be a far more compassionate and loving place if those of us who have been so very gifted take the time to stand for a while in the shoes of those whose place has been at the other end of the line. The word of the Lord. Amen.
Well, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms. And again, we hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.